"Be quiet, Templeton," said the sheep. "Pull in your head. They're coming. Look radiant, Wilbur. Lay low, Charlotte. Talk it up, geese." The truck backed slowly to the pig pen and stopped. Mr. Arable cut the motor, got out, walked around to the rear, and lowered the tailgate. The geese cheered. Mrs. Arable got out of the truck. Fern and Avery jumped to the ground. Mrs. Zuckerman came walking down from the house. Everybody lined up at the fence and stood for a moment, admiring Wilbur and the beautiful green crate. Nobody realized that the crate already contained a rat and a spider. "That's some pig," said Mrs. Arable. "He's terrific," said Lurvy. "He's very radiant," said Fern, remembering the day he was born. "Well," said Mrs. Zuckerman, "he's clean, anyway. The buttermilk certainly helped." Mr. Arable studied Wilbur carefully. "Yes, he's a wonderful pig," he said. "It's hard to believe that he was the runt of the litter. You'll get some extra good ham and bacon, Homer, when it comes time to kill that pig."